the hush, me boys, and that's to hold your noise and listen to poor Paddy's sad narration. For I was by hunger pressed and in poverty distressed, so I took a thought to leave the Irish nation. Hear ye, boys, now and take my advice. To America I'd have ye not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I were at home in dear old Erin. Well, I sold me horse and cow, me little pigs and sow, me father's farm of land I then departed, and me sweetheart Biddy McGee I'm afraid I'll never see. For I left her there that morning broken hearted. Hear ye, boys, now and take my advice. To America I'd have ye not be coming, for there's nothing here but a war where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I were at home in dear old Erin. Well, meself and 100 more to America sailed o'er. Our fortunes to be making, we were thinking. When we landed in Yankee land, they shoved a gun into my hand, saying, Paddy, you must go and fight for Lincoln. Hear ye, boys, now and take my advice. To America I'd have you not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar. I wish I were at home in dear old Erin. General Martua said, if you get shot or lose your head, every mother's son of you will get a pension. As for me, I lost my leg, all I've now is a wooden peg. By my soul, it is the truth to you I mention. Hear ye, boys, now and take my advice. To America I'd have you not recommend, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar. I wish I were at home in dear old Erin. Now I thought myself in luck to be fed on Indian buck in old Ireland, the country I delight in. To the devil I would say, you can curse America, for in truth, I've had enough of their hard fighting. Hear ye, boys, now and take my advice. To America I'd have you not be coming, for there's nothing here but war where the murdering cannons roar. And I wish I were at home in dear old Erin.